Hey everyone! We have to talk about what's happening with Dogecoin right now. It feels like we're witnessing a fundamental shift. We're moving away from just being a meme-driven speculative asset towards something with real utility. It's all centered around this potential merger with the Snort token and the expansion of dual mining capabilities.
It is certainly an interesting evolution. Dogecoin was originally created by Billy Marcos and Stan Murphy, but now we're seeing tangible market developments that could truly redefine its economic model and trading dynamics. It's going beyond the original concept.
Exactly. And look at the signals coming in. We're seeing flash buy signals from institutional investors and whale actors on major exchanges like Binance and Coinbase. It feels like the big players are waking up and paying attention.
Those rapid, large-scale purchases are significant. They often follow major price movements and suggest a growing level of market confidence. However, we need to look at what that means for the underlying mechanics of the network.
Right, and when you combine those signals with active mining operations, it looks like investors are positioning themselves ahead of the anticipated Doge-Snort integration. It's like they're preparing for a big leap forward.
That positioning is crucial. In a mining landscape that has historically been characterized by high fees and thin margins, sustained whale interest could actually help stabilize Dogecoin's price and validate long-term holding strategies. It adds a layer of stability we haven't always seen.
And that brings us to the proposed merger. It introduces this dual mining framework, allowing participants to process both Dogecoin and Snort simultaneously. Imagine mining alongside established assets like Bitcoin or Ethereum. It opens up so many possibilities.
From a structural perspective, this model diversifies revenue streams and lowers entry barriers through increasingly accessible mining hardware. It creates a more resilient economic structure for the network. It's about making the ecosystem robust.
I love that. By enabling users to hold and mine across multiple chains, the project aims to expand Dogecoin's utility way beyond social speculation. It's positioning Snort as a strategic bridge between different cryptocurrency ecosystems. It feels like Dogecoin is finding a new purpose.
Community growth and technological advancement are absolutely central to this evolution. It's not just about the code, it's about the people building it.
As decentralized participation increases, the project plans to implement some really exciting incentive mechanisms. We're talking about staking rewards, early access privileges, and even governance voting rights. It's making the community feel like true owners.
Those features are designed to foster a sense of ownership, improve security protocols, and sustain high levels of user engagement. It's a serious attempt to build a self-sustaining ecosystem.
However, we have to be real here. Significant risks and uncertainties remain. We can't ignore the challenges.
Correct. Cryptocurrency markets are inherently volatile, and whale activity alone does not guarantee sustained price appreciation or successful project execution. We must manage expectations carefully.
Potential obstacles include supply constraints, regulatory interventions, and the unconfirmed timeline of the merge, which could range from weeks to years. It's a waiting game with a lot of variables.
Historical patterns show that sudden surges in mining demand or speculative buying can be followed by sharp corrections if broader market conditions shift. Volatility is the norm, not the exception.
So, the critical takeaway for investors and miners is the need for disciplined, data-driven decision-making. We need to stay smart about this.
Rather than reacting impulsively to short-term flash signals, participants should monitor verified technical indicators, official project announcements, and broader macroeconomic trends. Patience and analysis are key.
The long-term success of Dogecoin will ultimately depend on whether speculative interest translates into sustained network activity, successful technical integration, and active community governance. It's about building something that lasts.
If the merge materializes, it promises a more diversified and utility-rich ecosystem. That is the goal, but execution is everything.
Until then, patience, risk management, and continuous engagement with verified market data remain essential for navigating Dogecoin's evolving landscape. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.